T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Light 100.5 WRCH.
Hey, it's Harry.
It's Harry. You're not just Harry, you're Harry Connick Jr. Come on.
What's going on?
How you doing? It's such a pleasure to speak with you again. This is Mike Stacy. We've talked a couple of times over the years because I'm going on 30 years here at the radio station.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Same station.
Yeah.
And you're in Connecticut, and this is so exciting to be with you today. There's so many things I want to talk about, but first and foremost, I want to let everybody know, I first fell in love with your music when my wife Carol and I saw Sleepless in Seattle, and I heard you singing with a wink and a smile.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that was a fun song to do.
Oh, it was so much fun, and it turned me onto music like I hadn't heard before. I grew up with a brother that was like a big rocker. He, you know, had this Camaro that was all primed out, and he blasted Van Halen and stuff, and I listened to pop music. But, I mean, now, over these years, with your influence and listening to jazz and listening to smooth jazz, listening to blues, I mean, that just started, like, opening up the envelope of what's out there and what's possible to listen to.
Yeah, there's a lot of music, man. And the cool thing now is I think one of the great advantages of being online and just having phones is that, you know, you can discover stuff and go down these rabbit holes and find out things that you didn't even know existed, you know, way beyond the big genres like rock and roll or jazz or gospel. You know, you can start finding these folks who have been influenced by everything, and it's like new styles are emerging all the time. So it's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time, and we actually have a local Cajun restaurant up in the Hartford area. So I got to listen to some Cajun Zydeco music because he was hosting the Big Fat Tuesday celebration, and I wanted to introduce myself to that. So there's just so much out there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, just in Louisiana, the diversity of music is absolutely incredible. I mean, just the different types of jazz, from traditional to modern to brass band to what have you, it's amazing.
And you have done so much to support your hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana, over the years. Obviously, huge support during Hurricane Katrina. Now, here you are again, and now you and your daughter, Georgia, get on this road trip, and you travel from Connecticut, the Nutmeg State, and you start heading west. Tell us about this journey with your daughter.
Well, we were sitting around. My family was at home a couple of months ago, just quarantining like most people were. And I thought it would be a good idea to go out on the road and thank everyday essential men and women for all the incredible work that they've been doing. People like sanitation workers and hospital cleaning staff and truckers. And George is a filmmaker, so I wanted her to film the whole thing, and we were going to do a project with it. Well, CBS caught on to it, and they followed us and filmed us doing that. And I got a bunch of celebrities to Zoom in and thank these men and women personally as well. And we had a bunch of music in it. The show was called United We Sing, a Grammy tribute to the unsung heroes. Now, that was on a couple of weeks ago. People can see it on CBS All Access.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we're talking today is because of a song that I wrote for that show called Stars Still Shine. And that song was the finale of the big TV show. And I'm excited about it because all of the proceeds from that song are going to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music. Ellis was my teacher and my dear friend, and we lost him to COVID a couple of months ago.
Oh.
So it's just you know, a really important cause in New Orleans, and you know, I hope people like the song, but I also hope they know that their money's going to a great place when they download it.
Well, so it's very personal, and it's personal for me because my dad, to support my family, you know, drove tractor trailers for over 30 years.
Wow.
Tandem tractor trailers. I mean, in snowstorms, ice storms, I mean, crazy things. So they really are the unsung heroes, along with sanitation workers and the people that clean the rooms in the hospitals and the grocery workers. And I love the song. I thought it was great, and I saw the music video, and there's a piano in the middle of a public park, and you've got a full choir, and you've got all these people playing the brass. Tell us about how this all came together.
Well, you know, the idea was to, when I wrote the show, was to have a big finale right in front of St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans. The tricky part was that it's at the height of a pandemic during lockdown, so I had to make sure that everybody was socially distant. You know, all the singers had masks, all the orchestra players had masks, and we made it work. And the point was that, you know, you can't really crush our spirit. I mean, I know about six people in my immediate circle that have died from COVID, but, you know, we persevere. We keep going. You know, we're going to be socially responsible and respectful of other people and wear masks and do the things we're supposed to do. But, you know, we're not going to let it get our spirit down. We're going to get through it, and we depend on one another to help each other out, and that's how we'll conquer this thing.
It's Alan, Mike, and Mary on Light 100.5 WRCH, joined by Grammy and Emmy Award-winning composer, writer, singer extraordinaire Harry Connick Jr. And it is the month of July, Harry, and so I can't let this go. I mean, this is the month that Independence Day, you know, July 4th.
Oh, yeah.
We think about Independence Day, and you were phenomenal in that film. And I know you've done other films since then, of course, but are there any movies on the horizon?
Yeah, the next one that's coming out is called Fear of Rain with Katherine Heigl and a young actress named Madison Eisman. It's kind of a psychological thriller. So I'm not sure when that's coming out. Everything kind of got, you know, postponed due to the pandemic, but that'll be out probably in the next few months.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Now, I know last year you were performing on a Broadway show that you wrote and directed, and it was a celebration of the music of Cole Porter. And it's absolutely crazy. I mean, 2019, the entire world was looking forward to the Roaring 20s, 2020. And I was going to be hosting some Roaring 20s-type cruises on the Connecticut River and went back and started listening to all of his music, and it's just the best.
Yeah, Cole Porter was an amazing songwriter, and you know, I've done a lot of albums over the years, but I've never done one that celebrates one composer. So he's my favorite. I mean, he just wrote amazing lyrics and music, and was different than most in that way. And it was just really cool to put kind of a new twist on some of these old songs.
Yeah, and it still seems timeless today. I mean, it doesn't seem outdated. It's just great music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, other than a few of his songs, which, you know, really sound like they were from that period because of some of the vocabulary he used, you know, 95% of them really could have been written today. They're amazing songs.
All right. Now, you can find on CBS the United We Sing, a Grammy tribute to the unsung heroes. But I think that we need to feature the song, Harry, because it's an extraordinary song, and it is going to benefit the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music. And that was founded by you and Branford Marsalis. The song is called Stars Still Shine. Do us a favor and introduce your song.
This is Harry Connick Jr. with my brand new song, Stars Still Shine.
Harry, I always appreciate you checking in with us. We really do appreciate it. And I know that you're in Connecticut at the other end of the state, but if you, you know, ever wanted to after the COVID come up and you know, take a tour of the studios, we would be honored to have you and take you out for lunch.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks to you and your whole team, and I appreciate the support.
Please stay well, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks, man.
You take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
All this news is getting old, starting to make my whole world cold. The fire's become so uncontrolled. Thank God for you, thank God for you. Last I knew, things were fine, skies of blue and Columbine. Seems we've crossed the battle line. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. And the stars still shine, and your love is mine. Soon I know we'll be fine, 'cause the stars still shine. I'd save the world if I could. Someone will, in all likelihood. Well, it's probably you, because you would. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. And the stars still shine, and your love is mine. Soon I know we'll be fine, 'cause the stars still shine. The stars still shine.